Dysgu Cornuach, Learning Cornish, Dysgu'n Zonan, Lesson 1. Luena Dhiw, hello. This is the audio course Dysgu Cornuach, Learning Cornish. In this course, you will learn how to converse in Cornish spontaneously. All you need to do here is repeat the Cornish phrases you are presented with for the first time, and then follow the instructions as you go along. The Cornish speaker is going to say a word or phrase. You are to repeat each part after him, trying to make your pronunciation sound exactly like his. Be sure to repeat aloud. When asked to translate an English word or phrase into Cornish, do so before you hear the Cornish speaker say it. If you feel you need a little more time, press pause and resume when you feel confident in your answer. If you don't get it right, don't worry about it. The words and phrases will be repeated, so you will get enough practice. As this is an audio course, there is no need to write anything down. Pointer Skians. A word of advice. For the best learning results, do a little bit every day rather than longish sessions now and again. Cornish is spoken in two main varieties, or dialects. One is based on Middle Cornish of the mainly religious literature of the 14th, 15th and 16th centuries, and the other on the later variety of Cornish spoken in Penwith and the Lizard of the 17th and 18th century. This course will introduce you to the latter, as it gives you a far better impression of the colloquial language, and we want to learn to talk here after all. Okay, here we go. There are many ways to say hello, but here's the one I mentioned at the start. Luena Dhiw. Repeat after me. Luena Dhiw. Say it again. Luena Dhiw. Luena Dhiw. Can you remember how I greeted you in Cornish? Luena Dhiw. Say it again. Luena Dhiw. You can now say hello in Cornish. Don't be surprised if someone you meet uses a different way to say hello. We will look into that as we go along. For now, Luena Dhiw should guarantee first contact. Literally, Luena Dhiw means joy to you. The word for joy is Luena. Luena. This is also used as an increasingly popular Cornish first name. What's the Cornish word for joy? Luena. Now say hello, or literally, joy to you. Luena Dhiw. What was the Cornish word for joy again? Luena. And what would the word for to you be? Remember the whole phrase that means hello. Dhiw. Dhiw. Say it again. To you. Dhiw. Dhiw. Dhiw is one word and means to you, which is made up of two words in English. Just another of the many quirks of the Cornish language. You will encounter more of these words as you continue in the course. Say, hello. Luena Dhiw. Luena Dhiw. Per there. Very good. The other two words you heard right at the beginning of this lesson were Dysgu, learn or learning, and the word for the Cornish language itself, Cornuach. So, Dysgu Cornuach means learning Cornish. Can you say learning Cornish? Dysgu Cornuach. Which of these words means Cornish? Cornuach. Cornuach. Repeat again and listen to the pronunciation carefully. Cornuach. Cornuach. Do you think you're getting it right? Say it again. Cornuach. Can you remember the word for to learn or learning? Dysgu. Dysgu. Say it again and listen to the pronunciation carefully. Dysgu. Desky. We will now look at how to construct a whole sentence and learn how to say, I am learning Cornish, or I learn Cornish. Thervi teski kurnuok. Thervi teski kurnuok. We'll try it again, a little slower. Thervi teski kurnuok. Thervi teski kurnuok. Try and repeat again the phrase, I am learning Cornish. Thervi teski kurnuok. Thervi teski kurnuok. You probably recognize the word kurnuok for Cornish, and maybe even desky for to learn or learning. But did you notice that desky was pronounced teski? This is because of the little word placed before desky. It changes desky to a teski. Can you hear the difference between desky, desky, and a teski? A teski. The little word doesn't really mean anything, but it contains some grammatical information, the way English ing in learning or z in learns does. Place the little word before desky. What happens if you say learning with this little word? A teski. A teski. The change in the letter at the beginning from desky to a teski is called mutation. In this case, hard mutation, as the soft d at the beginning of desky changes, or mutates, to the hard t of a teski. Don't worry about the rules, just follow the phrases here and the change will become second nature. Can you remember how to say, I am learning Cornish? Thervi teski kurnuok. Thervi teski kurnuok. Say again, I am learning Cornish. Thervi teski kurnuok. Thervi teski kurnuok. Don't be surprised if the little word is dropped in casual conversation. The change from d to t in desky remains. Thervi teski kurnuok. Thervi teski kurnuok. Now, can you remember one way to say hello? Luena thiu. Luena thiu. Say hello. Luena thiu. Say, I am learning Cornish. Thervi teski kurnuok. Say, I learn Cornish. Thervi teski kurnuok. As you just heard, the Cornish for I learn Cornish and I am learning Cornish is the same. Say again, I learn Cornish or I am learning Cornish. Thervi teski kurnuok. Say, hello, I am learning Cornish. Luena thiu, thervi teski kurnuok. Luena thiu, thervi teski kurnuok. Say again, hello, I am learning Cornish. Luena thiu, thervi teski kurnuok. Luena thiu, thervi teski kurnuok. Here's how you say, you are learning Cornish, or you learn Cornish. Thervi teski kurnuok. Thervi teski kurnuok. Thervi teski kurnuok. Compare the two. Say, I am learning Cornish. Thervi teski kurnuok. Thervi a teski konuk. And what is you are learning Cornish? Thervi a teski konuk. Thervi a teski konuk. Say, I am learning Cornish. Thervi teski konuk. And now, you are learning Cornish. Thervi teski konuk. Say, hello. Luenadil. Say, I am learning Cornish. Thervi teski konuk. And now, you are learning Cornish. Thervi teski konuk. Thervi teski konuk. You've probably managed to figure out that V means I and Hui means you. If not, now you know. In the phrase we've just learnt, what was the word for I? V. V. Say it again. I. V. Per there. Very good. Can you remember how to say you? Why? Why? Say it again. You. Why? Why? Say, you are learning Cornish. Thervi teski konuk. Thervi teski konuk. And now say, I am learning Cornish. Thervi teski konuk. Thervi teski konuk. What's the word for you? Why? Why? Notice the pronunciation of the W sound at the beginning. It's pronounced as though W and H are said together. Hwa. 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 Why? Why? Say again. You. Why? Say hello. Luenadil. Can you remember the word for to you? A little reminder, it's only one word in Cornish. Thil. 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 Say again, to you. Thil. Thil. What's the word for you? Why? Now, if you want to say to you and stress you, or in the sense of to you and none other, simply put the two together. Though, why? Though, why? Here's how you say them a little faster, as in fluent colloquial speech. The why. The why. The way. Say, hello. The one of you. Now, when replying to this, you can say, hello to you. Can you figure that one out for yourself? The one of the way. The one of the way. Say it again. Hello to you. Luana the Huay. Luena the way. Another little useful word you could add here would be the one for also or to. It's a with. A with. Say again. A with. A with. Now you can say hello to you too. Give it a try. Luena the way with. Luena the way with. Luena the way with. Say again, hello to you too. Luena the way with. You can now build a little greeting conversation. Say hello. Luena the. Now respond with hello to you too. Luena the way with. Say hello. Luena the. Respond with hello to you too. Luena the way with. Can you remember which of these words literally means joy? Luena. Say the word for to or also. With. What's the word for to you? Though. Though. And if you want to say to you emphatically or stress that it is you and no other, the way. The way. Can you remember how to say, I am learning Cornish? Servíu tasci cornuac. And what is you are learning Cornish? Servíu tasci cornuac. Say again, you are learning Cornish. Servíu tasci cornuac. Say, I am learning Cornish. Say, I am learning Cornish. Thervi teski kunuok. Say, hello. Luena thou. Say, hello to you too. Luena the way with. This is all for today's session. You may think, I've only learnt three short phrases. But these three little phrases contain information that is very typical of the Cornish language and can act as a foundation of what is to come in this course. You've learnt a lot. You've learnt that learning Cornish doesn't just mean translating words from English into Cornish, but that idioms like Luena thou, literally joy to you, mean something else apart from their literal sense. In this case, simply hello. You've learned that Cornish contracts words such as to you to a single word, thou. And as we will see later, this is also true of expressions such as to me, to him, to her, to us, to them. And then also of other expressions like with me, at you, by him, through her, for us, from them, etc. You've learned that Cornish words may undergo mutation, such as the change from desky to a tesky. Mutation is a very typical feature of all Celtic languages like Welsh, Breton, and the three Gaelic languages, Irish, Manx, and Gaelic. And you may not have realised this yet, but you actually know how to say I am, and you are. But more about this in the next session. Goodbye for now, and diubh eginleath.